Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I would say Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for a U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and a state senator, Roland Gutierrez, to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like the state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably
yes.
Vote. Or wait until November to vote in the general election? I'm sorry, I had to read all the options.
Oh, no. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about it until now. I would have said wait until the primary or the election in November. I'll probably vote for the state race.
Thank you. So in that case, would you definitely vote in primary, probably vote in primary, or no, vote in Democratic primary?
Democratic primary.
Would that be no vote or definitely vote in primary? I'm sorry.
Oh, definitely vote in primary, yes.
Thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know enough about Roland to say yes or no. But yes, so I guess if there is a neutral yes.
Okay, the options that I have is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. How about Erin Sinner?
Same.
Okay. Shebo Pastrano?
I might have to end the call. I don't want to vote on a favorable scale because a lot of these people are new to me, so it's hard
okay.
to answer. So
if you have not heard of that person, that's okay.
Yep.
Just let me know, and we can just move on to the next question.
Yeah, let's do that. Yep, we can move
okay.
to the next question.
Okay, so you have not heard enough about Shebo Pastrano.
Correct.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Yes, I can answer on Joe Biden.
Okay, what would be your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Beto O'Rourke?
Beto O'Rourke, yes, very favorable.
Thank you. Greg Kossar?
Yes, I would say somewhat unfavorable.
All right. And what about Debbie Gonzalez Ingoldsby? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know that person.
Okay. That's okay. Let's move on. Ruben Becerra?
Same. Don't know enough to say one
okay.
way or another.
That's okay. In Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I think Roland Gutierrez.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Sinner or Shebo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know enough about either of those to answer.
Okay, that's okay. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Shebo Pastrano is a long-life resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chavo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to get gridlock on IH 35, and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sinner is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping stream Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would you vote for Erin Sinner or Chevy Pastrano?
Probably Erin Sinner.
Thank you. Next, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who would you support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. So I will read to you some statements. Please help me rate them from a scale from 1 to 5. 1, again, is not important, and 5 means the most important. First statement, gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons?
2.
Okay. Fully fund public education from the state to take bottom of local property taxes?
Say again.
Yes, fully fund public education from the state to take the bottom of local property taxes.
2.
Okay. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
4.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
4.
Fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
4.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Thank you. Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
4.
Okay. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Thank you. Restoring abortion rights.
4.
I appreciate it. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? 1, whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or 1 who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures?
The second one.
I appreciate it. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against the candidate, or will not make a difference to you. So I will read some statements based on this statement. Let me know if that will make you more definitely to vote against that person, probably vote against that person or candidate, or will not make any difference. The first statement I have is, thank you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing, and he groped her.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. The candidate has been sued multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Definitely vote against.
As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. The candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hays County.
No difference.
Okay. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here.
No difference.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Sinner. Answer if your reaction to each of these is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. First statement, Erin Sinner has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local community tools to manage growth.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Erin Sinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ rights.
Somewhat positive.
Erin Sinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Okay. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
After listening to the grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdose, Erin passed a law to fund education about dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Representative Sinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Okay. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
I appreciate it. After hearing this information, which candidate in March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Sinner or Cheryl Pastrano?
Sinner.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes only. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
39, 54. Is that what it was? 40, 50, 40 to 54, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself of a Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Okay. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Second year of college.
Okay, so you got some college?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or 30 years or more?
11 to 20.
Perfect. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. Thank you so much for your kindness, and I really hope you have a good night.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.